Thomas Moore's life changed when, as a young boy, his grandfather saved him from drowning, but lost his own life in the process. Since that day, Moore took a different path, one that led him to become a monk, then brought him back to the world where he has been a professor, a musician, a psychotherapist, a public speaker, and a best-known author. His work includes the number one best-selling book, Care of the Soul. His new book is Ageless Soul, The Lifelong Journey Toward Meaning and Joy. He will be at the Odyssey Bookshop tonight for an event at 7 o'clock. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Thomas Moore back to the roundtable this morning. Thomas, always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for being here.
Well, I always enjoy speaking with you, Joe. Thank you.
What brought you to this idea of the ageless soul?
Well, that's a big question. I was a monk for a while, and so I studied the soul when I was in my teens almost. You know, it goes back a long time. I turned 77 the other day, so it's been a long while that I've been thinking about soul. And the ageless part of it is kind of the immortal or eternal soul, you know, that part of us, as I see it, that doesn't change. I mean, when you think about yourself and you know the years have gone by, I think you probably feel that you're in many ways the same person. And that's kind of a hint toward this agelessness that I'm writing about.
That idea, and you talk about this in the book, of the discovery that we have that we are getting older and understanding what that means. That can be difficult.
Well, it's a bit of a shock, you know, for a lot of us. And it starts early. I think that, you know, a person may be, I don't know, might be 16 or 17 or in their 20s, and just notice physically that something is changing, and suddenly they become aware, whoa, I'm getting older. I never thought of it before. I think for most of us, it comes later, you know, like probably in our 40s, sometime in our 40s or 50s, we realize, you know, the card comes saying, for the senior citizen at your home.
Right.
That's kind of a shock in some ways. And I call that the first taste of aging, you know, the first shock of sensing that. And I think it's a very important thing because it stuns us to become aware that we don't last forever. And that we kind of break down a bit, and we have to learn to adjust to it.
And you believe that we can still keep youth and have that be deep within us and something that we can access as we age.
Absolutely. The point is that we are not just physical beings. I mean, medicine and our contemporary ways of seeing things would try to have us believe that we are only physical, that we can be explained by the brain or by genetics, which it's all materialistic. It's all looking at the human being as just physical. But we have a very rich life that has to do with feeling and emotion and thought and a sense of meaning and values. There's just so much of us that is not physical. And I think aging and youth have to do with that part of us as well. So in a way, our youthfulness is always with us. It's always there to be experienced and to tap into. And as we get older, we just have to both acknowledge that we're getting older, because you don't want to deny that, but also try to feel and sense and work from the youth that is still with you.
And that idea of emphasizing the emotional and psychological process of us getting older, of maturing, of gaining experience, versus the idea of the degradation of our body, meaning that it's more of just taking care of the outer shell.
I can tell you what it's like when your body falls apart. I mean, I'm experiencing that daily, so I understand that part of it. But I do think there's another side of us that is not connected to that falling apart. As a matter of fact, that part of us that is eternal or ageless or not so physical actually does mature. I think aging means the word aging means that you become riper, more mature, more complicated in a good sense. You fulfill your potential as you get older, and if things are going well. And therefore, even though the body is entering a state where things are not working quite as well, the rest of you is actually getting better.
You talk about the process of, as our parents age, of our the people around us, our friends, our colleagues, that we can not only help them, but learn from them as they age and really prepare ourselves.
Yes, I think that's one of the great gifts of people who are getting older. We call them mentors or elders. We have all these words for them. What we mean is that as a person gets older, most of us, maybe not everybody, but most of us have had a lot of experiences and we've learned a lot. Some of us have studied and read and traveled, and we just have a lot of material. We have a lot of understanding, and hopefully our values have sharpened and our insights are better. And so we have a lot to offer people who are younger than us and having to deal with those passages and changes.
When you look at this idea of aging, and as you say, you have looked at the and have considered the soul for a long time, from going back to when you wrote the Care of the Soul. What have you learned over that time? I mean, this is something that you have really an idea that you have allowed to mature within you as well.
Oh, yes, it has matured. You know, it's funny because the basics haven't changed. I mean, I can stand behind everything I wrote in Care of the Soul, and I still think it's entirely relevant, and people are still reading it and telling me about it. But on the other hand, I have learned a great deal. I've been practicing therapy all this time. I've traveled a lot and talked to people up until just, you know, yesterday, and now I'm on a book tour. I'll be doing it again. And the books I've written since then have been kind of an elaboration and extending on Care of the Soul, but fresh, I think, because what they do is they look at different aspects like work and relationships and spirituality and now aging. All of these things we as human beings have to deal with. And when I meet up with people now talking about aging, I look in their faces, and they are so eager to get any kind of insight because it's not easy to age in this time.
Thomas Moore will be talking about his new book, Ageless Soul, at an event tonight at the Odyssey Bookshop at 7 o'clock. It's at the Odyssey Bookshop, and you can find out more information by going to odysseybks.com. He also will be at the Northshire Bookstore in Manchester Center, Vermont, on the 10th of November. That event at 6 o'clock, and you can find out more information by going to northshire.com. Again, Thomas Moore's new book is Ageless Soul. It is published by St. Martin's Press. It's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Be well. Thank you.
Okay.
Again, Thomas Moore's new book is Ageless Soul, The Lifelong Journey Toward Meaning and Joy. He will be at the Odyssey Bookshop tonight at 7 o'clock. odysseybks.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.